It's time now for the Point of Law. The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That's the Yost Law Firm in 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
If the rent you pay for a store is a percentage of gross receipts, must you keep full and accurate records? The court added it all up in the case of the wretched records. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
When you need qualified representation in the court of law, Yost Law Firm should be your first call. Since 1947, Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman have provided the highest level of legal counsel for individuals and businesses in the Fremont area. All members of the firm have been leaders in the community, serving on boards, as officers with the Fremont Area Chamber, area foundations, and many nonprofits, as well as religious and civic groups. Call Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, or Spencer Wilson at 402-721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com.
Zora McKinley was a young widow who owned an apartment building with a store on the ground floor. The store was leased to a furniture dealer. Zora's income was not very great, but she was able to get by comfortably. Then she met Gary Davis. It may not have been love at first sight, but it did happen pretty fast. Gary showered her with flowers, books, and poetry, and Zora was enchanted. But not so enchanted, she didn't know he had been fired from a series of jobs. She felt that he was not cut out for regular employment because he was a creative type who would do better on his own. Soon after they were married, Gary confided that he wanted to open an art gallery. Zora said, "Gary, dear, I've a wonderful idea. You can take over the store I own when the present lease expires." Gary was delighted. Zora went to her lawyer to set up the arrangements. The lawyer said, "Zora, I'm not happy over your doing business with an inexperienced businessman, even if he is your husband. So I suggest that instead of fixed rent, you charge him a monthly percent of whatever his sales come to. And he must understand that he will have to keep accurate books so we can figure it out." Zora, and later Gary, agreed. Gary started his gallery, and contrary to the expectations of most of Zora's friends, appeared quite successful. Although the business went well, the marriage didn't. They were soon divorced. When Zora's lawyer had the books audited, they discovered the ledger sheets and cash received statements were missing. That seemed suspicious, and Zora's lawyer filed suit for an accounting and for cancellation of the lease. He told the court, "Gary agreed to pay a percentage of his gross sales as rent. Now, he failed to keep proper records, so there's no way to verify what he says he made. We think he was understating to cheat his wife. He should be evicted and ordered to pay reasonable rent for the months that the records are not complete, as he agreed." Gary's lawyer said, "Cash register tapes and ledger sheets are not essential to the keeping of books. There are other ways of checking, such as bank deposit slips and bank records. Mere absence of some records doesn't entitle Zora to cancel or to get an accounting." What did the court do about the wretched records? We'll find out after this.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit yostlawfirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
If the rent you pay for a store is a percentage of the gross receipts, must you keep full and accurate records? Yes, said a California court. Gary destroyed or concealed some of the store records, which in itself is questionable. It was his duty to provide full, accurate records so that his monthly reports could be verified. Since he has failed in this obligation, the lease is ordered canceled. Zora will also get damages from Gary. It's a point of law.
That is a point of law for this Thursday morning, brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web. It's 756.
Everyone could use some good news right now, and Trinity Lutheran Church invites you to share in the good news of Jesus Christ. Trinity Lutheran